Hello, I'm Father Ron Shibley, rector at St. John Chrysostom Anglican Church, the Anglican Internet Church in Richmond, Virginia, and welcome to part three of episode four, the third of eight mini homilies offered for Good Friday during Passion Season. For those who did not hear episode four, parts one and two, this is an abbreviated version of the third mini homily in our presentation in the Cross of Christ Thy Glory, which we read annually on Good Friday. The entire service is based upon a 1946 booklet produced in Lexington, Kentucky, expanded with prayers from the Eastern tradition and augmented with music from the 1940 hymnal, reset to more singable tunes in the St. Chrysostom hymnal. I open this mini-homily, the first of four prayers that precede the third word. O blessed Jesus, who had compassion on us, thy mother, in her bereavement, and didst appoint her for her a new home with thy beloved disciple, we beseech thee to bless us in all the duties of our home life, to sanctify all our friendships, and to grant us thy consolation in all our sorrows and bereavements, that by faith in thee we may rejoice in the communion of thy saints, and may learn to look for the glories of our eternal home with thee, who livest with the Father and the Holy Ghost, God forever and ever. Amen. The third word, spoken from the cross, is actually two phrases from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 19, verses 26 and 27. Woman, behold thy son, and son, behold thy mother. These words from the Gospel of St. John tell us of Jesus' instruction to the beloved disciple, meaning John himself, to take care of his earthly mother, the Blessed Virgin Mary, after his death. And we know that John indeed did take Mary away from Jerusalem after Christ's ascension. He took her to the city of Ephesus, where she lived in a small house, the remains of which still exist. It was this small house in Ephesus to which Pope Benedict XVI visited on just after St. Andrew's Day in November 2006. These words are, spoken from the mouth of Jesus himself, a ratification of the importance of Mary. Mary's special status was affirmed in the early church at the Third Ecumenical Council, which met in Ephesus in 431 A.D., the Church granted Mary the title Theotokos, sometimes translated as Mother of God, also as Birth Giver of God. It is worth noting that these words also provide support for the Church doctrine that Mary is ever virgin. This assumption can be made because Jewish law provided that family members were responsible for the safekeeping and well-being of wives. And if Mary had actually had other children, it would have been their responsibility to take care of her. Jesus' instruction to John bears evidence that Jesus was her only son. Here are the words of the third verse in Jesus in Thy Dying Woes, composed by Thomas Benson Pollock in 1870 and sung here at St. Chrysostom Anglican to the simple tune Song 13, also known as Canterbury, which was composed by Orlando Gibbons and first published in his book Hymns and Songs of the Church in 1623. Jesus loving to the end, her whose heart thy sorrows rend, and thy dearest human friend, hear us, holy Jesus. May we in thy sorrow share, and for thee all peril dare, enjoy thy tender care, hear us, holy Jesus. May we all thy loved ones be, all one holy family, loving for the love of thee, hear us, holy Jesus. And I close this mini homily as before with the confession used throughout the service. These words are said by all. O my God, I believe in thee, I hope in thee, I love thee, and I grieve that so often I have wounded thee by my sins. Please join us for episode 4, part 4,